Chinese central bank defies Beijing's five-year plan. Commentary. China's recent five-year plan promises a number of measures to stimulate the country's troubled economy. One of them prominently mentioned is monetary ease aimed at lifting consumer spending, encouraging investment spending, and relieving the adverse pressures of the country's long-running property crisis. But if the actions of the People's Bank of China are anything to go on, the monetary authorities have mislaid their copy of the plan. Monetary policy shows no sign of easing, despite the plan's promise and the economy's needs. China will pay a price for this intransigence. At its meeting last month, PBOC decision-makers agreed to hold interest rates steady, with the key one-year loan prime rate at 3% and the five-year LPR at 3.5%, where these rates have been for the last 11 months. In early May, the bank also took steps to drain liquidity from China's financial system. China needs much lower rates and more liquidity before monetary policy can be considered even neutral, much less easy. One would have thought that the force of the five-year plan might have prompted PBOC decision-makers to at least make a gesture toward easing. An interest rate cut of 0.125%, something the central bank has done in the past, would have had little economic effect, for good or for bad, but would have at least made the bank's leadership look like it was cooperating with the plan. PBC leadership is evidently so reluctant to move that they could not even do something that might be described as purely cosmetic. The PBC has justified its reluctance to ease on two bases. One is that China's economy accelerated into this new year from a much weaker final quarter of 2025. In the fourth quarter last year, China's real gross domestic product grew about 4.5% from levels the year before, but decision makers at the bank note that the first quarter of 2026 saw 5% real GDP growth. On that basis, the economy, they seem to believe, does not need support. These decision makers also note the trouble in the Persian Gulf as raising both real economic and inflationary risks, warranting a wait-and-see approach to any policy decisions. Though on the surface, these arguments for inaction seem reasonable, they fail to stand up when placed in the context of China's broader economic picture. The overall economy might have seemed on target during the first quarter, but ample evidence suggests weakness in several key areas and a decelerating economy. And however the GDP measures come in, Beijing, the International Monetary Fund, and anyone who takes even a casual interest in Chinese economics are well aware of the poor showing in the consumer sector as well as the lingering economic drag of the property crisis. If the array of real economic news argues against the box stance, the inflation picture is even more compelling. China has suffered severe deflationary pressure for several years. If the surge in oil prices stemming from the fighting in the Middle East has raised the most recent figures, it hardly points to a general rise in China's price level. Even with recent oil effects, producer prices, what Chinese statisticians call prices at the factory gate, are only up 0.5% in March from year-ago levels, the most recent period for which data are available. Consumer prices show a 1% rise. This is hardly a reason to keep monetary policy tight. On top of all this, it should be apparent that the PBC is wrong to think that inaction is a way to avoid a policy stance that is either too tight or too easy. Consider the interaction of inflation and interest rates. For years ago, the one-year LPR was about 3.9%, almost a full percentage point higher than it is today. But back then, producer price inflation in China was running at about 6% a year. A borrower repaid his or her loan after a year with yuan that were worth 6% less in real terms. The real cost of the loan was -2%. This speaks to a very easy monetary posture. Now, with deflation or no inflation, borrowers repay loans with yuan that are actually more valuable in real terms at the end of a year. They pay the 3% targeted by the PBC for the one-year LPR or more. Real interest rates have effectively risen, nearly 5 full percentage points in fact, from where they were 4 years ago. Monetary policy has tightened, not eased, as Beijing's planners would like. This kind of monetary restraint is probably not enough to shut down the economy. But neither does it help Beijing keep its promise of monetary ease, nor does it offer anything to help stimulate a Chinese economy that sorely needs it.